Quick questions and answers. When do I need to use a new needle with my insulin pen? In fact, the same principle that applies to changing pen needles also applies to other diabetes injectables like Byetta or Victoza. Insulin pen needles are intended for single use only, but it is known that a significant proportion of people with diabetes do reuse needles. However, there are risks with reusing needles, and these risks increase with each reuse. These risks include 1. Bacterial growth on the needle. 2. Likelihood of experiencing pain when injecting. 2. Risk of lipohypertrophy. 3. Lumpy skin occurring. And 4. Risk of the very fine tip of the needle breaking off. The decision whether to reuse or not is ultimately a personal one, but you should note that the safety information provided by manufacturers is based on single use only.
I have recently been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. How does this affect my employment? The issue of diabetes in the workplace is a wide-ranging one, encompassing both legal obligation and points of good practice. Initially, it is advisable to tell your employer about your diabetes. The Equality Act means that your employer cannot discriminate against you because of your condition, and in fact has a legal responsibility to make reasonable adjustments to the workplace or working practices to allow you to continue with your job. Examples of reasonable adjustments for someone with diabetes might be 1. Providing a clean, safe environment in which to test or inject or keep medication. 2. Being flexible about working hours, for example, flexi time, job share, starting later or finishing earlier. 3. Modifying duties. 4. Transferring to a suitable role within the organisation. 5. Allowing time off during working hours, example, for treatment, assessment, rehabilitation. 6. Alterations to premises. And 7. Changing practices, policies and procedures, such as allowing more breaks to eat a snack or accommodating a higher level of sickness absence which is related to the condition.
I have diabetes and cardiovascular disease. I have also been told that I have high LDL cholesterol. What should be my goal, LDL bad cholesterol level? Charity Diabetes UK lists the following blood lipid, that's cholesterol, targets as a guide for people with diabetes. Total cholesterol, under 4.0 millimol per litre, LDL levels, below 2.0 millimol per litre. HDL levels, at least 1.0 millimol per litre men, or 1.2 millimol per litre women. NICE have moved away from advising on specific guidelines for cholesterol, but recommend that you have your cholesterol levels checked annually as part of your 9 key checks. You should discuss your cholesterol levels with your health professional and agree on measures to reduce your cholesterol level. Steps to lower LDL cholesterol can include medication, reducing your intake of saturated fat, losing weight if necessary, and increasing the amount of physical activity you do.
Can stress have an effect on my blood glucose level? Yes, during periods of stress, the body releases so-called stress hormones, which cause a rise in blood glucose level. If stress becomes chronic, high blood glucose can also become chronic and increase the risk of diabetic complications.
Should I store my insulin pen or injectables in the refrigerator? The general rule is that you should only store unused and unopened insulin pens in a fridge 2 to 8 degrees C. Pens that are in use must be kept at room temperature 15 to 25 degrees C for 28 days, then discarded. Other injectables should be stored in the same way. However, always refer to the individual manufacturer's instruction, as there may be some variation in advice.
How can I dispose of my used sharps while on a train or plane? Never leave your used sharps in a wastebasket or in a seat pocket. This could cause a needle stick injury later. Try carrying an empty clear water bottle with a screw cap to use as a temporary sharps container. Anyone handling it later will be protected from being stuck.